Hey friends, you're tuning into Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives. All right, everybody, what's up? Happy Friday. I hope you have been having a good week. And today is the last episode just for about a month. I realized my first season, it was 12 episodes. And then I started season two and I was like, oh, wow, we're about to have like 24 seasons. So I'm just taking a little break for season two, 1 month. And then coming back, I had planned it. I was like, okay, I'll do like 4 seasons in the year with like 1 month break. But nah, we're staying in season two. just taking a month. And, you know, today for like the last episode, I was like, oh my gosh, I have all these ideas and different things that I like are on my heart and I'm passionate about. And every time I've like sat down to prep something, nothing happens. And I kept, just thinking and praying. And I was like, okay, Whitney, stop. Like, we need to just not be lazy, not be a procrastinator, you know, and do it. And then this morning, I just had, such a good time of worship. And it was powerful. And I mean, I just wept for like the last 3 hours. And I was listening to Pastor Bill Johnson at Bethel. And I know lots of people have lots of opinions and differing thoughts on that church. And so that's fine. I'm not concerned if we disagree on them or not. I was really touched on the way that he just talked about he talked about grief and he talked about mourning, but he also just, spent most of the time talking about the goodness of God. And this is 3 days after, his wife passed of cancer. And, I just was really impacted by it, realizing that so many of us are going through things, maybe unnecessarily, to a degree, because we just don't know who God is. Like, there are so many lies that we've believed about God, or there is just, this wall that we've put up, and we've not really just allowed ourselves to just believe his goodness. And I know myself, there's so many false things that I just kind of have internalized about God. Not because someone taught them to me, just out of my brokenness and frailtiness, that's not a word, but just as humans, I think sometimes we just internalize things that we weren't meant to internalize. And just as I was praying, I just really believed that for this last episode, I just wanted to pray. and it just feels intentional. I prayed about what I wanted to pray about. And so I just want to pray over you and your heart and your soul. He talks a lot about, Bill talked about mourning, and there's two things that can happen when we mourn. We either enter his presence or we go into unbelief. And I just know that there's so many of us struggling with like so many things, and it's nothing new. Being human is, it's painful. It's not something we can avoid in our lives, but I do think that there's so many of us who have gone through painful things and have never recovered because either we believed false things about God, or like he was saying, our grief and our mourning led us to unbelief rather into the presence and into the arms and into the loving care of who God is. And so if that's you today and you are struggling, I just send just so much love to you. I also would encourage you to find somebody in your life that you could talk to, that you can be sharing with, whether it's a professional, a therapist, a pastor, somebody that you trust, a mentor, just someone. I promise you that what you're going through is valid and that there is somebody that cares, and that by you reaching out, you're not being a burden. You are not weak. God created us to live in community as well as accountability. And he created us to live this life together. We weren't meant to live it apart. And so I just want to pray. I don't know how long I'm going to pray for. It might be 5 minutes. It might be 25 minutes. I don't know. But I just want to pray over you and over myself. So, Lord, I thank you so much for my dear friends, for your sons and daughters that you just love so, so, so much, that if I were to just point to them specifically, you would say that I would do it all again just for him, just for her, that the sacrifice that you made on the cross was because you just love and you value us so deeply and so much. And so, Lord, I just in myself, and I just invite my friends that are listening with me, Lord, we just come to you, God, and repent, Lord, first and foremost, of just the lies that we have partnered with, the things that we have believed about you that are not true, God, the reasons that we've pushed you away, Lord, just because of our own false beliefs, the things that you never called us to, and the words you've never spoken us, but for some reason we've just chosen to internalize, God. We just repent of that right now, Lord. Lord, and I just ask that you would just give us the right vision, the clear vision, Lord, of who you are, God, and that we would come into agreement with the truth that you have spoken over each and every one of us, Lord. We just break any ties, we break any agreements with lies that we've just allowed to guide us for too long. And we just say, Lord, we step into the truth, Lord. We step into your love. We step into your purposes and your plans for our life, Lord God. And we realize that when we just are so fearful about something, it's because we don't actually believe what you've spoken about it, God. And so I just ask for each one of us, with everything that's going on in this world and in our lives, and there's just so much going on, God. I ask that we would ask for your filter, Lord. I ask that we would ask for your vision and for the way that you see it, God. You say that we are seated in heavenly places, Lord. And so we have been given access to a supernatural vision and viewpoint of what it is that you're doing in our lives, in our spheres, in this world, in just every country that we live in and the states that we live in, Lord God, that your will and your purposes and your plans are being done, Lord God. And we want to be a part of it, Lord. We want to be the hands and feet, Lord. We want to do what you have called us to do in the lanes that you have called us to walk in, Lord God, to be effective, Jesus. We can only be effective if we do it with you and if we lean on you, Lord God. And so, Lord, we just place our trust, we place our hope in who you are, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, just for who you are, for your grace and for your mercy, and just, Lord, for your goodness, God. There's so much to focus on. And so many times we focus on the negative and the fearful. And Lord God, we forget just how good you are, Lord. It's not dependent on how our day is, Lord. We wake up and you are good. When we go to bed, you are good. You are always good. You are consistently good, Lord God. And would we just be reminded, Lord, of your goodness, even when we're going through really horrible, tough seasons, and when people that we know are going through such horrible, tough seasons, Lord. Lord, we relinquish our right and our ability to know the answers to everything. Lord, sometimes you don't give us answers. Sometimes you just give us your presence, Lord. And would that be more than enough for us in this season when we have so many questions, God? You don't mind our questions. You don't get angry that we have questions, Lord God. But sometimes the answers that you give us are not necessarily the ones that we want, but they're the ones that you know we need, Lord. And so I just pray for my brother and sister whose hearts feel so empty, Lord, and weary, Lord God. I pray for those who just feel like they can't hear your voice, like they haven't sensed your presence in so long that they can't even remember, God. Lord, I pray for wisdom, Jesus, when to know when you're speaking, and God, when you're silent, Lord, would you give us wisdom on what that means? It can be so different for each one of us. Sometimes it's because we're not giving time for us to listen. We're not making space to hear your voice. Sometimes you're quiet because you want us just to lean in closer, to give more attention to who you are, to give more focus, and take our eyes off of just everything else that we can become so focused on, Lord. Whatever it is, the reason, it is not because you are far away. It is not because you have taken your hand off of us. It is not because your love for us is any less. But sometimes there's just different things that we're learning and that you're speaking. And so, God, I just pray that we would just lean in so close to you, God, that we would rely on who you are. And if we haven't heard you anytime soon, Lord, will we rely on what we know of you, God? And so I just, I lift up those who are struggling with identity, God, who are struggling just with who they are and struggling with how they see themselves, God. For so many people who just feel worthless and feel like they don't add anything to this life, God, I just pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord, that you have just created so intentionally and so by design, Lord, and you have just given them such a purpose and a plan in life. You have such great things for them, Lord, and you love them so deeply. You would leave the 99 just for them, God. And so, Lord, even now, would they just sense your peace and your love, and just your smile over them, Lord God, that you care about what they care about, Lord, that the pain that they feel, Lord, your scripture, it says that you collect our tears, Lord, in a bottle. And we just know that, Lord, that when we weep, you weep with us. When we rejoice, you rejoice with us, God. And so I pray that this sense of just weariness and tiredness and dread and maybe just that they want to give up, Lord, that they would just sense you so, so tenderly and so near, that your love would just cascade over them, Lord God, that you care more about who they are than what they do. You care more about who you've created them to be and what's going on in their hearts and their souls, Lord, more than how excellent they are at a job or where their career's headed or how articulately they speak or just all the things that we just get so caught up in, Lord God. Would they just be reminded that you created them so intentionally and so perfectly, Lord, that we are made perfect in your image, that we are bearers of your image, God. And so each one of us carries you. We are image bearers of you. And so wherever we go, that's where you are, Lord. And you have made nobody by mistake. There are absolutely no mistakes, Lord God. And so every single person that you have created, you see, you know, you love, you hear, God. And so I just pray for every single person, Lord God. I pray for courage, Lord, to be bold, Lord, whether it's to speak up for the things that we need or whether it's to speak up for those who can't speak up for themselves, Lord God. I pray for a courage and a boldness, Lord, to be who you created us to be, God, that we wouldn't diminish ourselves, that we wouldn't close our mouths and not say the things that you've called us to say out of fear or out of intimidation, Lord, that you have such a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us, Lord God. And so would you give us that courage, Jesus, to walk in who you've created us to be. And Lord, if we don't know what that is, God, I pray that that would even just draw us nearer to you, Lord, that we would be, God, so convinced of your goodness, Lord, that we would just be so in love with who you are that we can't walk away from your presence. We can't walk away from being with you, Lord. Would we know that you are in the everyday, you are in the everything that we do, Lord God, and you have something to say about it, Lord. And so if we aren't hearing you, God, would we lean in, Lord? Would we not rest, God, not in a striving sense, Lord, but will we just continue to seek who you are because of how passionately in love we are with you, Jesus? Not because we need a result, not because we need you to do something in our lives, Lord, just because we love you so, so, so intimately, God. And we know that you feel the exact same way about us, Lord God. I pray for those right now, Lord, who are struggling with depression, with anxiety, Lord God, with anything just going on in their mind, Lord, that feels unrelenting, that feels like it controls their everyday, Lord Jesus. Would they be reminded, God, that they have the mind of Christ, Lord, that you created their brains, you created their bodies, their minds so beautifully, Lord. And so I just speak to that right now, and I just release that in the name of Jesus. I speak it over my friends, Lord God. I pray that your joy and that your peace would just filter their minds, Lord God. Would you give them wisdom, Lord God? Would you give them clarity, Jesus, on whether to seek somebody out, on whether to seek you out, on whether to seek out professional help, Lord God, that there is no shame in any of that, Jesus, and that you are just so proud of your children that when we reach out to you, Lord God, that you are so joyful, you are so full of joy when we call on you, that you are sitting, Lord, not looking down at us with shame and even just looking at us like, oh my gosh, they messed up again, but that you are sitting like a loving father with your arms opened, just wanting us to come to you because that's why you created us to be with you. And so I just pray, Lord, for any of us who just feel unseen and feel like we're never heard and just feel like we don't matter and what we do doesn't matter and who we are doesn't matter. God, that it does, Lord, because you created us in your image. You created us with a design, with an intention. We weren't just another baby born and just another person to fill up the population, but that you created us so intentionally. And that means you value us so intentionally. And Lord, would we just be reminded of that? God, it's not what we do. It's not even how we can make someone's life around us better or worse or anything like that. You care about us simply about who we are because you loved us first. You love us first and foremost above everything else. And so God, I just thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. And Lord, I just thank you that even when we get it so wrong daily, hourly, your grace and your mercy are so sufficient and that it should actually cause us to run to you even more, Lord, for your goodness. Lord, that you are perfect, you are holy. Lord God, that we would just come into awe and wonder of who you are, Lord, that you created the earth, you created the stars, you created the heavens. Everything is under your dominion and under your realm and under your hands that were created. And so, Lord, we just thank you, God, for who you are. We thank you for who you've called us to be. Lord, we break any agreements that we weren't meant to agree with. We put your truth at the forefront. We look to you first and foremost. We look to your truth. We want to hear your voice. We want to have eyes to see and ears to hear you. Not what people around us say, even the good and wise people, Lord. Would we not rely on their voice more than we rely on your voice? Would it be supplemental? Would it be increased wisdom and help and vision from those who love us and support us and want to see us grow? But would that not be a replacement of you and your voice? God, open our eyes, open our ears, Lord. Would we be reminded, God, of the vessels that you've created, Lord, these bodies that you've given us, God, to glorify you, that everything created on earth was meant to glorify you, not because you're some selfish, narcissistic being that needs to be worshipped, but because when we actually come into agreement and learn who you really are, that's our only response, is to worship you, is to lift up just our gratitude and our thanks for who you are, for how good you are, for how holy you are, Lord. We just thank you, God. I thank you for every single person that is listening to this, God. Lord, I pray they would just come to know you more, Lord, even more than the need for you to do something in their lives. Lord, I just pray that they would come to know you more. They would encounter you right here in this moment. They would encounter the God who created them. And just anything else would just fall to the wayside. And that your presence would just be so near and dear. Your presence would just be all that we seek, all that we ask for, all that we desire, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for who you are and for what you're doing in our life, and that you are never, ever not good. You are always good, God. And so I just thank you for my friends. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives, God. And Lord, I thank you for what you're going to continue to do. The plans and the purposes that you have for this world are so good. And Lord, we want to partner with it, God. We want to partner with what you have for each one of us, Lord, that we walk in the lane that you've created us to walk in. We wouldn't try and be anything other than who you've created us to be, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review. And let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood, as well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.